The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, great to have the band back together. Start of another week. One day till a training camp. And, of course, the Phil's all over the news with all sorts of stuff, including the Bohm injury and trade deadlines coming up, and a little Wu-Tang for you here on a Monday morning. Let's welcome Ruben Amaro. He knows a lot about trade deadlines and got big-time compliments from the owner over the weekend, Ruben Amaro
Jr. Also knows a lot about the Wu-Tang Clan. Ruben Amaro Jr. in studio, brought to you by CJ's Tire and Auto. 18 convenient locations. We keep things moving. CJTire.com.
Rube!
Wu-Tang.
How are you, pal?
I'm great, man.
Good.
Great. I miss you guys.
Miss you, too.
I'm honored to be back when you guys are rolling back in together.
Yeah.
We're honored to be with you.
Oh, well, it's our honor to have you.
Come on.
I mean, very few. Let me tell you, you're the only person here amongst the five of us that got complimented by the owner in recent days about the trade
deadline.
Really? Yeah. So your text messages must have people been like, oh, Rube.
I had a lot of people say, wow, you got some love.
You got a lot of love.
That was cool.
So trade deadline's coming up. Rube, what's your mindset? I mean, let me ask you the same question we asked everyone at the start of the show. Biggest thing that has stood out to you in recent days on the Phils, because it can go in about 10 directions. What's the biggest one?
Well, the fact that Bryce Harper is doing what he's doing, that's huge for
them. That's what me and
Johnson. If that doesn't happen, they can't win. So their offense is so inconsistent that if he's not in the middle of the lineup doing Bryce Harper things, they're out.
Is it fair to say for a good team, which they certainly are, a very good team, that their offense is average for a very good team?
It's very average.
Yeah, maybe even below.
Because beyond the fifth hitter, you're done.
You're in deep trouble.
And that's not good.
Right.
And I thought that this would be a much deeper lineup just overall, but the development or the lack of development of guys like Bryson Stott. Marsh has been okay. He's been better.
Yeah.
But then beyond that, I mean, it just hasn't been good.
So the Robertson thing, when I heard it, and he threw for scouts recently, the first thing I thought of was you and Pedro.
That is the first thing I thought of.
I mean,
you're right on top of it, babe. Because it's important to it's about making yourself marginally better. And if you can make yourself marginally better, I don't know that David Robertson moves the needle so much that now you can say, oh, it's a World Series team. I don't think you say that, but I do say that you're better, and that's the most important part. You got to get better with your moves, not to just to make a move, but and then also. It also unpacks the other piece of it. It's going to take so much talent, collateral, to make a trade right now. Yeah. And there's so many teams that are looking for the same thing and a lot of teams that are not out of it. So, it's basic marketing, man. There's not and sales. You do not have the inventory to go get players because a lot of them aren't available.
Here's what I think really hurts the Phillies, but all these clubs in this quest. So let's start. Tell me if this is a fact, Ruben. I think it is. Every single team that is trying to win the World Series, which is about 16 teams, 12 will make the playoffs, about four others that are knocking on the door of postseason. It's about 16 teams, maybe even more, that are in thinking about buy mode.
Yep.
Every single one of them would like to add a relief pitcher.
Every one of them.
Right?
Every one of them, number one. And every single one of them can win the World Series.
Right.
You want to know why? There's no great teams. None. Zero. No great teams out there. I'm sorry. All due respect to all the other teams, and to the Phillies. There's some good teams. There's some contending teams.
How close are we to being great?
Well, we're about three players away from being great, I think.
I agree with that.
I think we're three players away from being great.
And they can get there, but they're not there yet.
They're great if they win the World Series and they become great.
Does that three players include David Roberts, or is this post-David?
I think it includes him. Okay. I think it includes him.
Okay.
And he's a good player, and he's been there and done it and been through the wars. I like that piece of it. And he's been in Philly. He knows what to expect. I like that. And he's a great dude.
And he's pitched well here. I remember we interviewed him years ago, John. I liked him a lot. And I trusted him. I thought he was a good player.
I felt so bad for him because that season he immediately just fell to injury and just it was like a wasted year.
Yeah. I like him a lot. And he makes them better.
Yeah.
And
look, he's an accomplished pitcher.
Correct. I mean,
if you get to 40 years old, you've done really well in your
career.
Absolutely.
But I remember last year, or maybe it was 2 years ago, just going against him after having known him from being here, going up against him, it was so annoying because he was just experienced, so clearly in command and control on the mound for another team. So that's the annoying part. But he wasn't blowing anyone away. But he just looked so in control.
He knows how to pitch. Yeah.
Getting in, getting out, like it was a breeze, like he'd been there before and done it. It just felt like the experience is just coming off this guy, shining through and
I think
through.
Getting
experience
him, I think it's big. I think it's really big getting him. Let's get to the phones here. Anthony in New Jersey. Anthony, how are you, bud?
Cash rules everything around me. Dream gets the money. Dollar bill, y'all.
There you go,
hey,
Anthony.
Hey, morning team. What's going on, man?
Good morning, Anthony.
Hi, Anthony.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, it's a beautiful day. Let's talk some birds. Hey, before I get into the birds, hey, Joe, man, what's going on?
So it's all good. Let me, Anthony.
Absolutely.
Absolutely working out. Let me say this. The delay in getting to tennis has been really irritating, probably for everybody. I think it will happen next week. I think we will make that announcement tomorrow, but we are circling in on a day next week. And, Anthony, I shall be ready to roll.
I am so excited to hear that. They told me.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was going to be this week, possibly, and I go on vacation towards the end of the week, and I was like, I need to be there.
Yeah. Go ahead,
you know,
Anthony.
Things have died down just a little bit.
I know.
So I hope that
we'll crank it back up. And I may even have to revert to, mode. Just to make sure. Because, Anthony, let me put it this way. I am guaranteeing victory in tennis.
Whoa, you went for it. I like the change there. You started predicting, and then you went guarantee. Love it. That's what I want to see right there.
By the way, I better. Because if I take that 2-1 lead, then we're heading to hoops in game five. I mean, I'm losing running. I got to win tennis. I got to. Yes.
Hey, Joe, we all knew Fritz should have won baseball, but I'm on your side 100%, and me and you, because I'm here with you. Win, lose, or draw. I'm here with you.
I know you're
a
boy.
Me and you, we ate just a little bit of humble pie, man, and I didn't like that at all. Joe.
I didn't enjoy it either,
Joe,
but it's okay.
I want you on your game, and I want you ready to rock, Joe, and you're going to hear me screaming from the Raptors, man. Let's go, Joe.
Good man. Anthony. Good man.
We're going to talk about some birds.
Talk to me. What do you got?
Are you ready for some football?
That's right.
Ready for some football, man. Training camp start. I'm ready for some football, man. I want to see what this team is gelling in together. Of course, like Sirianni said, we're going to be tough, detailed, and together. Man, I'm ready to go, man, on this unbelievable run again, man. Let's go, Birds.
Well, they got a heck of a team, Anthony. All right, give me who or what is linked together. What do you got?
Hey, man, the guy from the Midday Show, man. Hugh Douglas and who? T.O.
Oh, wow. Hugh Douglas and T.O.
There we go.
Wow.
All right, not bad. All right, Anthony, you get to pick a position. What position you want to pick? I don't think you're going to be as good on All-Century, but I'm going to give you a shot. What do you got? All-Century, pick a position.
We could go wide receiver.
Wide receiver it is. All right, Anthony.
I'm up for, okay.
Yeah, no, James, who's up?
Saria was last, so okay. I think I'm up first.
James, you're up. First pick, we got three starters at wide receiver, and we get five backups, maybe
Randy
six.
Moss.
Randy Moss is the starter. That's 2 points for James Seltzer. Remind me, when does the caller go?
I think he goes after me.
All right, Anthony.
Or no, he goes before Rhea. I'm sorry, because it went caller Rhea, so it's John, then the caller.
All right,
my bad.
2 points for Seltzer, wide receiver. John Ritchie, give me a wide receiver this century, all century team.
Megatron.
Yes. Oh. 2 points for John. All right, Anthony, give me a wide receiver.
Theo.
That is correct. That's the other starter. All right, so you got the three starters. Now you got backups. Rhea, you're up next.
How many left?
Five or six, something like that.
Larry Fitzgerald?
Larry Fitzgerald is on
that
the team.
That was going to be my next guest.
Well done. Seltzer, you got to pivot
Rushed
quickly.
I do have to pivot quickly. I will pivot to Tyreek Hill.
Yes, that's a point. That's a 1 point for Rhea, 1 point for James. John, we're back to you.
Julio.
Julio Jones is a yes. That's another point for Richie. We go back to Anthony. Anthony, all-century football team. There's three backups left.
Oh, man. I want to go early 2000s. Let's say he plays for the Rams.
3, 2, 1.
Isaac Holt. Isaac Holt.
No, but Anthony, good call.
He confused the two.
He did. All right, Ree, you're still alive. There's three backup wide receivers. Who do you got?
Justin Jefferson.
Yes.
Wow. He was one of my three guesses.
All right,
there had
Seltzer,
to be somebody recent.
There's two left.
I will go with Mike Evans.
No.
He should be on there. It's outrageous.
John? It's two left.
Marvin Harrison.
No. And then, Rhea, you're still alive. Are you the only one still alive, I think?
Yes.
Okay, Rhea, there's two wide receivers left.
Are they early century or late?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right.
I almost guessed Cooper Kupp instead of the other two.
Antonio Brown.
Or Antonio Brown.
Ah. Andre Johnson.
And Ja'Marr Chase.
Oh, wow.
Oh, jeez.
Andre Johnson should have been on. Wow.
So anyway.
Andre Johnson, do you remember how dominant he was?
I do.
Andre Johnson was gigantic. I want to say 6'4.5", 6'5".
Didn't have much of a quarterback either. Wasn't even playing with Schaub.
Playing with all sorts of a mess under center. Yeah.
All right, Rhea, that was a good round for John. That was a good round for Rhea. Good round for Seltzer. I think you picked up 3 points on that one. All right, so we'll have some fun with this. We'll move to some other positions. All century football.
The other position is going to be tougher. Like we know all the wide receivers.
John's going to clean up.
Yeah, interior lineman. Oh, yeah.
All right. More on the Embiid article. Middleton, some of what he said over the weekend, including what he said about that, our own Ruben Amaro. We'll get to that. Also, Rob Thompson on Alec Boehm. Odd situation. That and more up ahead. Phone calls on all these topics on 94 WIP.
Whether you are a weekend warrior or competing at a high level, you are an athlete with goals. And NovaCare Rehabilitation, they are here for you. NovaCare Select Sports Center of Excellence. They are specialty locations focused on the needs of athletes. If you're injured, NovaCare will help you get back to playing your sport. They will also help you prevent injuries from happening. And NovaCare will prepare you to compete at your highest level of performance. At all Select Sports Center of Excellence, athletes are treated for their specific injury, training needs, and goals. Most importantly, care is provided by sports-specific physical therapists using advanced training and technology. For more than 30 years, NovaCare has long been the trusted Delaware Valley and South Jersey leader in physical therapy, hand therapy, and sports medicine. Select Sports Center of Excellence, just one more way NovaCare is meeting your needs. To learn more about Select Sports Center of Excellence, go to NovaCare.com today. Excellence is earned. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.